Daf is Yevamos Daf Nun Ches. Again, this month's Shiurim in the month of Kislev are sponsored in honor of Jonah Kubietsky in commemoration of his attainment of Shas Gevura by his siblings Nachman and Elka Kubietsky, Moshe and Arlen Kubietsky, and Abe and Chani Greenberg. We thank you for the sponsorship, and we get back now into the sugya of Yesh Chuppa Lepsulos and Ein Chuppa Lepsulos. We started the discussion yesterday. Machloka between Rav and Shmuel, and we'll see a third opinion. Bez Hashem. We'll see a third opinion relating to what is the effect of a chuppah that is not in the context of, at least according to Rashi Pshat, not in the context of a kiddushin, just a man who is usher to the woman. Does that, just doing a maisa chuppah, if we could call it a maisa chuppah, does that affect the woman? Does it make her psula for future halacha? So just taking a step back for a moment, we said, well, what is chuppah? What is chuppah that we're talking about here? So kiddushin, we know it's the first mishnah kiddushin, kesef shtar or bia. But what is chuppah? So that is not so clear. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer, Simin Nun Hey. Shulchan Aruch first quotes the Rambam. Ha'asura ha'arusa asura labala midivrei sofrim calls manchi besavia. So we know an arusa is usher to be with her husband, even though there's already erusin. But that midrabanan, at least according to most rishonim, it's an isur derabanan for an arus to be with an arusa. There is a daya in the shidduch kubetzas and ksubis that has a possibility that it's even an isur daraisa, which is a fascinating shita, but not for now. So, pashas is derabanan. So until there's chuppah, so then they are usher to each other. Afilu am kidsha bebia, usher the love olea bia shnia, bebesavia, achiyavi osalatoch beso, viyasiyache dima, viyafrishanalo, viyichudze, hu anikra knisa lechuppa. What's the Rambam shita? The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Knisa lechuppa is yichud aroy lebia. Right? That is Knisa lebeischa and yichud, and to be mafresher, to designate her as a wife, and this yichud is called knisa lechuppa. V'hu anikra nisuin v'chal makom, and that is also called nisuin. So that is the Shulchan Aruch quoting the Rambam. Says the Ramah, the yesh omrim to chuppa eno yichud. Right, we're machmer like all these opinions, but the Ramah says it could be that chuppa is not yichud. Ella kol shehivia hachasan lebeso l'shem nisuin. That's quoting the Ran for the beginning of Ksubis. Knisa l'rshuscha, knisa lebeso. Right, bringing the kala into the chasan's house. Right, that's one of the reasons that the chasan goes down to the chuppa before the kala does, to establish what we call chuppa, the canopy, to establish that as his symbolic home, and then she comes in under that canopy. She comes into the home. The Yesh Omrim, another opinion, Shechuppa hi sheparsin sudar al rosham b'shas habracha, spreading a sudar on their heads bisman habracha. So a sudar. So again, what does that mean? Does that mean that the canopy? This is where the minhag comes from. Some have the custom of wearing a talus over their heads. The Yesh Omrim, the chuppa. It's amazing. So many opinions quoted. Because we don't exactly know what it is, so we try to do all the opinions. V'yesh omrim d'chuppas psula mishiyatza behinuma, v'almana mishen is yachdu, v'aminag ha'pashad achshav l'kros chuppa makum shemachrisin shem yiriya prusa avabigabi klunsos. Right, the canopy, umachlisen tachte achasen v'akala berabim. You have a public designation of who the chasen and kala are in a specific place. Everybody looks and like, oh, that's where the chasen and the kala are going to stand. Umekadusha sham, and kiddushin is done there. Umevarchen sham birchas erisin, vinisuin, v'yacharkach, molichim osam lebesam, v'ochlin v'yachar b'makam sanua. The yichud room, they eat in a tsanua place. V'zeh achupa anoheges achshav. This is what is done today. So we do all of these opinions, right? And the post can go through here all the different opinions. We spoke about what about the order, right? If you hold, it's the badekin, which is putting a sudar on a, or putting a type of a covering on the kala. So is that one of the deyos? But that's done before the kiddushin. Okay, this is all the opinions of chuppah. So back to our Gemara and the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether there is chuppah lepsulos, whether, let's say according to Rashi says beferish, there was no kiddushin done, right? A man goes over to a woman and is puzzled to that woman, right? Let's say it's a kohen and a grusha, and does chuppah with her. So does that puzzle her from, let's say, if she is a bas kohen, from eating shumer in her father's house? So machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says yesh chuppah lepsulos. There is significance for the chuppah. And as we said from the Rishonim yesterday, even according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Remember, this is all going on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah that we had on Nun Vav Amid Beis, which had a case of Kiddushin. Kiddushin of a Kohen and a Grusha. Does that passel her? So that was a machlokas. Rabbi Meir said it does passel her because it's called Mishtameris Labiya Psula. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say, no, it doesn't passel her. Right? It doesn't. It's just Erison. Bia would passel her, but not Erison. So now, Rabbi Rav says, everybody would agree. Even Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon would agree that when it comes to chuppah, that's more serious. Yesh chuppah lepsulos. Why? Because that's the first step to bia. Even though there was no kiddushin yet, according to Rashi, it's the first step to bia, and therefore it would passel. That is Rav. And Shmuel says, no, ain't chuppah lepsulos. No, it does not have the halachic significance, and we would not say that just because you did chuppah, that's already leading up to bia. So again, just remember the shittas from yesterday. Rashi says there's no kiddushin here. Machlokas between Baalei Tosfos and the Chachmei Sfarad. What is Rashi shita? There is a day of Rav Huna in the first parak of kiddushin that says chuppah is koneh. Just like Kiddushin, we have the three Darkei Kiddushin, Chuppah also represents a Kenyan. Right? Even though we might assume not. We're going to talk more about the B'Shem on today's daf. But there is a Shita out there. So, Baalei Tosfos here say that Rashi is within the opinion of Chuppah Koneh. That's why, even though there was no Kiddushin done, Chuppah might be effective because Chuppah is Koneh. They're within that Shita. That's the Tosfos we read yesterday. If you look in the Chachmei Sfarad, the Ramban, and the others, the Ritva, Lav Dafka, that Rashi is in that opinion. It could be Rashi is even within the opinion. Not Rav Huna. The Gemara doesn't limit it here. Doesn't quote that Shita of Rav Huna. And that's what we're talking about. So it could be, even if you say, not like Rav Huna, right? That is, the opinion of, right, the Ritva quotes it, and the Ramban quotes it, that, not that opinion. Fine. But that's all within Rashi. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos quotes the Re on about the, 20th wide line. Venira Lariga Pirshabinu Tam to Bechupa Sha'achra Kiddushin Ari Rabbi Shmuel. No, the whole sugi of Chuppah Lepsulos is talking about after Kiddushin. Not like Rashi, you did a Maisa Kiddushin and now you did a Chuppah. Va'anis Almana Onis Garsha Demasisan Kaimi. And the issue is, remember what our Mishnah said? Our Mishnah had a machlokas about, let's say Erison was done. Okay, there's a machlokas. But what happens if then he dies? Or does Gerishin? So then even Rabbi Meir, who said that Mishtameris Labiya Psula, would say now she's Kshera again, because it was no Bia. So it was only at the time of the Erison. But after the death or divorce occurs, then Rameir says she reverts back. Ah, but what if Chuppah has been done already? Not just Kiddushin, but what if Chuppah has been done? Not Bia, but just Knisa L'Chuppah. That's the machlokas. Rav Amar, I'm reading the last four lines of Tosfos. Rav Amar, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, Vimnis Almano Nisgashu Achar Chuppah Psulos L'Kulei Alma. Even if death or divorce happens, and they haven't had bia yet, that's the machlokas of yeshchupa lepsulas. To keep in the yeshchupa, the chupa chashiva kibia lifsol laolam. So as if you had bia ready, Rav would say, and with Shmuel Amar, no, ain't chupa lepsulos. No, there's no difference. There wasn't bia yet. This does not add anything. Vavi kim nisalmanu and iskashem and erison to kashus afilu the Rebbe Meir. Right, that's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. In this regard, let's read the Brisa, and then we will talk about the Shita of the Rambam that we mentioned at the end of Shir yesterday. So first Shmuel said less than 3 years old. So then Rav would agree with me because it's not even called a Maisa Bia at that stage. So therefore the Chuppah wouldn't be halachically significant either. So Amar Rava Afanana Mitanina. Rava says we also learned it in the following source. Bas Shalosh Shanim V'Yom Echad. We know this. Mishnah also tells us that 3 years old is the cutoff point for all halachic issues that require a ma'aseh bia. So, bashalosh shanim v'yom echad miskadeshes b'bia. 3 year old could have kiddushei bia, and in baal el yavam kana, and that's considered a ma'aseh yibum. V'chayavin aleha mishumeshes ish. And if she had kiddushei bia, she's considered eishes ish, and someone else would be chayav misa for that. Umitama es bo Allah. Letami mishkaf tachton ke elyon. And if a man is with her when she is a nida, right? So once she's 3 years old, she could be 10 years old now. But when at one above that age, she is matami. We know one of the avos atuma is bo el nida, one of the avos atuma. And when a person becomes a bo el nida, what's the halacha? He does not become exactly like a nida. We know that a nida, a zava, all of the those involved are able to create mishkav, which means if they sit on a couch, if they sit on something, so that also becomes an av. So a bol nida does not have that strength. A bol nida becomes an av, but anything that he touches or even sits on becomes a rishon. It goes down a level. It's not the special Chiddush Din of Mishkav Azav, Azav Zavi Yoladis Betzora, that does not apply. So what does this line mean? Umetama Ezbo'ala, she is Metami, the one who lives with her, Letame Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon, to make, give him the power to be Metami Mishkav Tachton, to what he sits on, as if Ke'elyon, as if she would touch something but not sit on it. So if she would touch something, it will go down one level. So to the Mishkav Azav, so to the Bo'al Nida's ability to be Metame, goes down one level. See, that's how Rashi explains it here. If you look at Rashi right here, Metame is Bo'ala. Im Nida he, right, if he's a Bo'al Nida, Letame Bo'ala Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyo. What does that mean? She Tachton shall Bo'al Nida Ke'elyono shall Zav. Like the Elyon of his Zav. Right, a zav or a zava. We said shemetame ochlenu mashkin. Right, that she is metame ochlenu ma, or he if it's a zav shemetame ochlenu mashkin. Ve'ein metame adam vekelim ketachton shal nida atzma shehu karui medris va'av hatoma. Right, so it goes down one level if he was a bol nida. Fine. Nisleis lekohen, if she would be married to a kohen, ocheles petruma, because that's considered a marriage, because she is 3 years old, bal lechem and apsulim pasla, and it's considered a maisabia. So in all these halachas, 3 years old, that's called a maisabia. Bashala shana v'yomechad hu de mifsala bebia, mifsala bechupa. So only this, age girl, if she is nifsalas bebia, so that's where the prior chuppah can be considered a ki'ilu bia, and therefore would pasal. Habchusvi v'ashol shon of yomechad to lo mifsla bebia, lo mifsla nami v'chuppah shma mina. So that is all Shita's Shmuel adds, that Rav would agree to me that the limitation is only when he says yesh chuppah psulas is only 3 years old and up, but anything less than that would not be. The chuppah were not possible because the bia were not possible. And chuppah is just, as Rashi's lashon was yesterday, krova labia. So again, also not going to focus on it now, but keep in mind that important halacha, mishkav azav, that applies to zav, zava, yoledes, mitzora, in the cases of mishkav creating it in avatuma, like they are. The machlokas that the problem that we referred to at the end of Shir yesterday is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam Nilchus Trumos Paskins, Yesh Chuppah Lipsulos. The Rambam says, if a woman has Chuppah, then she is Nifselis for beating Truma. The Rambam says this in Perek Zayin of Nilchus Trumos. Kohenes Almanish in its Arsa, Lekohen Gadol, El Gusha Lekohen Hedyod, Ho Lehe Mishambas, Lebi Apsula Shel Torah, Hare Elo Yochlu. Paskins like Rebbe Meir in our Mishnah. If there is erisin, so she's already mishmeres. There'll be a psula. She cannot eat truma. V'chein im nichlusu l'chupa below erisin, einon ochlos shachupa postlos osan milechol. Red quotes Rashi's opinion. Chupa below erisin. If she has chupa with one of these psulim, she does not eat truma because the chupa passels her. So clearly, the Kesef Mishnah says machlokas. Rav and Shmuel, Mahalacha Karav, Be'isurei, and therefore we pass on like Rav here, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. The problem is, meaning Chuppah has Halacha significance. The problem is then, what about Hilchas Ishus? In Hilchas Ishus, and this Rambam is well known, right, the Trumas one, we don't learn Hilchas Trumas so often, but Hilchas Ishus, hopefully we're more familiar with, the Rambam says Beferish, that if a man gets married, and Kiddushin, so Kiddushin with Anida, that works, that's a Beferish Pasuk. Right, Beferish Pasuk, we had earlier in the end of the previous parak, the end of two parak, the end of the fourth parak, Memtesim Abeis, we had Hakol Modim, that there's no Mamzeris from Nida and Sota, and why is that? Nida hi to Hatafsi Bakidushin. This three says Kiddushin, but so Kiddushin with the Nida works. Shenemar Vatini Dasa Alav, Afilu B'Shati Dasa, Tafsi Bakidushin. Fine. What about Chuppah? Rambam says, no. The Rambam says, "Kiva shenichlasa ha'arusa l'chupa harizu muteres talava olea b'chaleisha yirtze v'arik ishto gemur l'chal davar." What's this nisuin? Umishitkanis l'chupa nikris tetsua avapishlo nevala v'ushitei ruuya l'beila. Once there's chupa, so then she's called a nisua, even without bia. Aval emhaisa nida avapisha nichlasa l'chupa v'nisiacherima lo gomru hanisuin v'hare hi ki arusa adayin. That's the Rambam. According to other Rishonim, Chuppas Nida, they're married. Okay, they can't live together yet, but they're married. The Rambam is the only Rishon. The Rambam, maybe, only group of Rishon. The Rambam is the one that's well known that says that if Chuppas Nida, then she's not fully married yet. Not fully married yet. So ask the Lecha Mishnah right there, why not? The Rama Paskins Yesh Chuppah Lipsulos, meaning there is halachic significance to a problematic chuppah. And therefore, why shouldn't it work here? That's the kasha of the Lecha Mishnah right here in Hilchos Ishus. The Lecha Mishnah himself gives two suggested answers. He says, "Venira li latak." This is the Ron's question. This is the Nemuka Yosef's question here. The Ron Exubas, Nemuka Yosef here. So, says the Lecha Mishnah, "Venira li latareitz tahakol holech basar kavana." First question, first answer is, well, it all goes after the kavana. What is the person's intention? To kones l'chuppah. Remember, here we're talking about a case of chuppah after kiddushin. The regular case of chuppah l'psulos, there is no prior kiddushin. So, im kones lavo aleha achar osa chuppah apa pishi bi psula harekana. When do we say that he has in mind to be with her right after the chuppah? So that's where we say avi shi bi psula harekana, the kinyan will work. Aval kishe kansa nida ein daito lavo aleha el achar shetitar tevadil avdaiti lemevet isura. Right, if he knows that she's a nida, he does not have bia on his mind. Over there in a regular other case of chuppah. So then, what's like a yish chuppah l'psulos? I'm on a kohen gadol, or a grusha l'kohen. It's not as serious of an issur, and he's doing a chuppah, and he's gonna be with her right away. But nida, he has no das for bia until she's, goes to the mikvah. By a kohen and grusha. What? There's nothing that she could do to make yourselves muteris to him. So if he's doing chuppah now, it must be he has in mind to live with her now, and he's getting married to her. Unlike Nida, where there's a delay. So obviously he's going to wait, right, pas pasalo. So that's why, if you have the mind to bia now, that's where chuppah is ki'ilu bia. If somebody does not have the bia now in mind, so chuppah does not equal bia. Right, he doesn't say it in a fundamental way, but the way other achronim suggest is that there's a difference between Nida and other averis. And that is, Nida is one of the Arayos. Arayos, chuppah with Arayos, and it's a discussion in the Achronim, whether Nida is one of the Arayos. The Rambam clearly says Nida is one of the Arayos, right? Even though Nida is the only one of the Arayos that does not create Mamzeris. But Nida is one of the Arayos. The Rambam says, Befeirish, by Hilchos Yichud, and earlier, Nida harehi u'kachal Arayos, right? This is what we discussed back on Daf Beis, the Tosfos and Tosfos Arash, back then. So it could be the Rambam holds Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos by Chayvei Lavin. By non-arayos. But by chuppas erva, so maybe that's fundamentally different. Right? The Lecha Mishnah doesn't formulate it that way. He formulates it in terms of the das of the husband. In this case, does he have bia in mind? But that could be his distinction, but on a more fundamental way, that is an answer that a number of the Achronim griff. Then he has another answer, towards the end. Can you be mechalik between trumos and ishus? Because can you limit the whole chuppah l'psulos din, which the Rambam does in Hilchos Trumos? The Rambam doesn't quote Befeirish that Allah idea of yesher in chuppah l'psulos in Hilchos Ishus. He only quotes it in Hilchos Trumos. So that is maybe can be mechalik in that regard as well. Okay, well, but we'll get back to that this sugya one more time. At least the sheet of the Rambam a little bit later. But now let's continue. Says the Gemara, there's a third opinion. Rav says yesh chuppah l'psulos. Shmuel says ain chuppah l'psulos. And now Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. Well, it depends. Yesh chuppah l'psulos, banu l'machlokas, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. It's gufar mishnas machlokas. Just like we had a machlokas in a mishnah about kiddushin, of a kiddushin, psule kiddushin. So chuppah is the same machlokas. Rabbi Meir, da'amar kiddushin pasli, chuppah nami pasli. According to Rabbi Meir, who says kiddushin is considered mishtameris, there'll be a psula. So chuppah is also. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, da'amar kiddushin lo pasli, chuppah nami lo pasla. So it is a machlokas tanoim. Rav and Shmuel both said their sheet is according to everybody. That was their chiddush. Rabbi Rechama said no. It's a machlokas tanoim. Says the Gemara, umi mai. How does he know that? Maybe not. Dilma ad kan lo kam Rabbi Meir hasam. When does Rabbi Meir say that mishtaberes lo bi apsul is a problem only by kiddushin ela bi kiddushin de kanila? That there Rabbi Meir holds that as we hold kiddushin is a kinyan. Aval chuppah de lo kanila lo, but chuppah that does de lo kanila, that is not konaher, that, as we just referred to, rov amoraim and shitas hold that chuppah is not a kinyan, and therefore it wouldn't be good. Even if you want to say something like it's closer to the bia, but we need, what is the problem caused by? A kinyan, a problematic kinyan. So therefore, maybe Rabbi Meir would say a chuppah, ironically, is not as bad. and therefore will not cause psul. Inami, or, and again, you have to relate this line to how Bali Tosfos understood Rashi within the Shita of Rav Huna, of via Chupa Iskone. Inami, or the other way. Adkan lo kamer Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Hasam ela bekidushin de lo krevi labia. Kiddushin is a more formal part of the process. Earlier, not the afgah directly related to the bia. Aval chupa to krevi labia, chanami de pasla. But chupa, which is karav labia, maybe it would pasla. Meaning, Rabbi Barchama, I'm sorry, but there's no raya. You're not forced to say that it will be the same achlokas, right? Both shitas and the Mishnah could go either way. So ela iik ela meimar beplug tadani tanoi. If you want to say it's a machlokas tanoim, it's the following machlokas tanoim, because this following machlokas tanoim is more mefurish, that it's about of chupal psulos or not. The Tanya, we have the following brisa: nisu zu vazu. If these and these get married, who's that? Ksheros upsulos. If ksheros upsulos get married, o shenichnusu l'chuppa v'lo nivalu, or they had chuppa but they did not have bia yet, ochlos b'shalova, ochlos b'truma. They could still eat truma. Could still eat truma. So one second, what does Brisa say? Even psulos could eat truma, in which case? So the second line of the Brisa said beferish, they had chuppa without bia. So what does the first line mean? It says nisu. So that has to be one step more. What? They had bia. There was a nivala l'pasola, she could still eat truma. Ask the Gemara, nichnesu, michlal de nisu, nisu mamish? If the second line of the Braisa means they had chuppah without bia, the first line must be one further step. So they had bia. That can't be. Then she would never be able to eat truma if she's nivala l'pasola. So, elala, but rather, what must this brisa mean? It must be talking about one case. It's not two cases. It's what we call pirushe kamafarish. Right? The first line is being explained by the second line. Kigon. Put a kigon before the second line. Elav kigon. What does it mean, nisu? Kigon. Shenichnasu l'chupa v'lo nivalu. Meaning they had chupa without bia. Viketani. Ochlos bishalova. Ochlos bitruma. And it says, the Tanakama holds that she could still eat truma. That's the Tanakama Shita. Right? The Gemara interrupted the Brisa to understand the Tanakama. Remember we had a couple of days ago? We had that, usually we let the Rabbanan finish their Shita, then we quote the other opinion. But we said, but if it's a really problematic Shita, we have no idea what it's talking about, we might interrupt in the middle. So this is an example of that. So the first opinion holds, Tanakama holds, that a chuppah without bia does not create a psul. Ochlos bishalo, vochlos bitruma. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko, Omer, no. Kol sheb bi'asa ma'achilasa, chupasa ma'achilasa. Anytime her bia would be ma'achil, her in shuma, so the chupa, the prior chupa is ma'achil. Kol shein bi'asa ma'achilasa, ein chupasa ma'achilasa. And if her bia wouldn't be ma'achil her in shuma, so the chupa is not ma'achila her in shuma. Rashi says here, we're talking about a bas Yisrael, and you see the second sheet, the beferish, connects bia and chupa. So the first of that's, maybe this is good for the machlokas. The Tanakama holds, ein chupa lepsulos. And therefore, even though she had a chupa psula, it does not ruin her ability to eat shruma, while the Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Broka, says it does, right? That he had the connection between bia and chupa. That is that's the question. Just before we reject this, let's just finish it and then we'll do the Tosfos. Mimai, how do you know this is true, that this is the machlokas? Dilma, Rabbi Shmuel, benosh Rabbi Yochanan Broka, kremeir sfirulei. Damar kiddushin lo'achla. Maybe Rabbi Yishmael's problem, why does he say it doesn't work, is because that there was a prior kiddushin. And that's what passed her. Maybe that's what we're talking, maybe by his case of bia and comparing bia and chuppa, but who says it's a problematic chuppa that's causing him the problem? Maybe there was a prior kiddushin. And Rabbi Meir holds, that's Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, Meir holds kiddushin is the problem, not the chuppa. So the Gemara says no. Hi, kol she'ein biyasa ma'achilasa in chuppa ma'achilasa. Kol she'ein biyasa ma'achilasa in kaspa ma'achilasa miboile. If it was the kiddushin that was the problem, that it should have said kesef, it shouldn't have said bia and chuppa. So it sounds like the language has nothing to do with the kiddushin. So Gemara says again, no raya to that. Dilma, I yidamar tanakama chuppa, amar iunami chuppa. Maybe he just said chuppa to be parallel with the tanakama, but it doesn't mean chuppa is the problem. Either way, at this point, there's no raya machrakas that this machlokas has to be about a chuppah lepsulos or not, because the Rabbi Shmuel might be, his shita might be about not the problematic chuppah, which it says, but it might underneath be about a problematic kiddushin, which Rabbi Meir agrees to. Clearly, the machlokas is what Rabbi Meir say further than that. Good. Tosfos has the Ha'ara at the end of Dibur Maskil Dahani that even according to the Tanakama, who holds Ein Chupa L'Psulos, why does she get to eat from his? Right, we know there's an Isser Durabanan, usually an Arusa L'Kohen eats Daraisa. Saraisa, right, because that's Kinyan Kaspo. On a Durabanan level, we mentioned outside yesterday, there are two different reasons. Maybe if an Arusa can eat, she might give some of her Truma wine to her family members, or the husband might find a Mum, Simpon. So, as Tosfos here, if she had a problem at a Chuppah, so why does that help regarding that Gzera? Why does she eat Mishalo? Why is she able to eat? Right? There, it's better than Harrison, but it's a problematic Chuppah. So you want to say it doesn't ruin her forever. Ein Chuppah L'Psula is fine, but why is she allowed to eat now? So Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar, d'logara mehagazman v'ochlas b'tshuma. This is no worse. This is not a regular case of Harrison. The chashos of the Gzera don't apply. She's no longer at her father's house. Right? They already have the Chuppah. And there's no issue of Simpon, because they already have the Chuppah. They just didn't have the Bia. So Kivish and Epsilon Chuppah, the Lekal Mechazum, because I close to the Simpon. So Tosfos says, you're right. It's a problematic Chuppah, but even what's important from Tosfos' line, even if you say Ein Chuppah L'Psulos, it gets out of the Gzeira Drabanan of Simpon and Shematashke. And therefore, she would be able to eat there. It doesn't only not cause problems forever, it doesn't even cause problems now, and that's why she's able to eat. Okay, Vaiter. Amr of Amram, right in the middle. Hamilsa Amarlan Rav Sheshes V'anharinu La'ainin Mimas Nisan. The following statement Rav Sheshes said, and he brought a raya from our Mishnah. Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. So Rav Sheshes backed up Rav. Remember, that's what we paskin. Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. A problem at a chuppah. Again, machlokas Rashi Tosa. What exactly is the case? Causes problems. The Tanatuna. We learned it in the Mishnah. We learned it in the Mishnah in Meseches Sota. The fact that we are jumping from Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos to Sota says the Ramban right here, says that you can't explain the Rambam that there's a difference between Shumas and Ishus. Right? That suggestion that the Rambam is Mechalik between Hilchas Trumas and Hilchas Ishus, and that's why he only paskens Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos by Trumas and not Hilchas Ishus, the Ramban says it's Beferish against this Gemara. Because this Gemara now is jumping from one to the other. So you see there's no distinction. That's the Ramban on this line. He says Rabbeinu, according to the Rambam, I find problematic. So here we go. What's the raya? What's the raya that there's Chuppah L'Psulos from this Mishnah in Sota? We know the halacha is that if a man is Bekane, his wife warns his wife not to be Misyache with a certain man, and then she is Misyache with a man, so we go through the process of Sota from Parshas Naso, and we make her swear that she is innocent. We make her swear that she didn't do anything. But once we say we make her swear, we throw in a little more to her shvua. Amen. So the Kohen is mashbia her, mentions an oath, and she says amen to it. Amen. Shelo satisi, I did not stray. Arusa, vinesua, shomeres yavam, vikinusa. At any of these stages of my relationship, I didn't stray when I was an Arusa or an Asua or even a Shomeres Yavan or a Knusa. So what are these four cases here? We'll talk generally about Sota hopefully afterwards, but let's just do this Gemara first. So Hi Arusa Echidami, what is the case of Arusin? She says, I did not stray when I was an Arusa. What's the case there? E lema de kani la kishihi Arusa. The Bachi adds in, the Istatra. The Kamashki Lakshi Arusa. Is it that everything happened when she was in Arusa? Meaning when she, after Arison, the husband warns her, and then she had Yichud when she had Arison, and then she had, everything happened b'shas Arison. And now he's trying to give her the May Sota, the waters, when she was in Arusa? The whole thing? That's not, can't be, why? Arusa bash Mishtahi? No, we know the Mishnah tells us also that an Arison does not drink the waters for Hatnan. The Mishnah says, Arusa v'shomeres yavam lo shosav lo novos ksuba. She does not drink the waters, and she also doesn't take her ksuba. So that can't be what she's saying when she says, I didn't do it when I was an Arison. Ella, it must be the kani lakshi Arusa. It must be the case is where he warned her when she was in Arusa. V'iztata, then she had the yichud. V'kamashke lakshi nesua. But the hashka'a of the drinking, the process, is taking place after Nisuin. So the Gemara again says, Mibatki la maya. So would the mayim work then? What's the case here? The suggestion is, she was warned when she was Arusa. And then she had Yichud when she was in Arusa. And then what happened? Then she got married. Then she had Nisuin. What does Nisuin include? A maisabia. She lived with her husband for the first time. And then, now, all of a sudden, he's bringing the water. So is that going to work? the husband knew that his wife had yichud beforehand, then the husband's not allowed to live with his wife. And he did an aveira. And we know the Soda Waters does not work if the husband's also a bal aveira. V'atanya, v'nikaha ish me'avon, bizmacha ha'ish menuke me'avon, ha'mayim both k'nes ishto. Eina ish menuke me'avon, eina mayim both k'nes ishto. It doesn't work. That also can't be the case. I, Tosva says, well, maybe he didn't know about it until after the marriage. So the first bia wasn't ba'aveira. Says Tosva, doesn't matter. Once he finds out about it, so then now he realizes that he did a ma'aseh aveira b'shogeg. And that's good enough to have eina ish menuke me'avon, says Tosva. A very important yesod in Tosva. That is good enough. Ask now the achronim, though, on that comment of Tosfos. But isn't that what we would call a chuppah b'taus? Right? If there, the chuppah would be like mistaken. There was kiddushin, and now the chuppah were saying, oh, if the husband didn't, the husband warned her when she was in Arusa, and now she had yichud, but he didn't find out from the eidim that she had yichud, and she violated until after he got married. Anything wrong with that chuppah? Isn't that like what we would call, like, kiddushin is like al tanayin, if you don't violate the tanayin, like a mekachtos. Do you have that by chuppah too? So this goes to the root, the makne in Meseches. Kiddushin discusses this, the arsamech, and Ilchus Ishus discusses this. Remember we discussed a couple of days ago, the difference between, let's say, kiddushin and gerushin versus chalitza. Chalitza is a maisa that's more what's called a maisa de memela. You can't make a tnai on chalitza. You can't make a shliach to do chalitza. It's not in your, it's more of a result-oriented. I do a physical act, and memela, the halachas kick in. By kiddushin, by gerushin, I'm the balabas on these. And that's what the shlichos, that's what the tnai, tosas in ksubas ayin dalet we had, spoke about bailus, right? So that's by kiddushin, that's by gerushin. Chalitza, we said no. That's more like a davar shebegufa, the memela. I do it, and memela it becomes. What about chuppah? What about chuppah? Can you make a shliach for chuppah? Can you make a tnai on your chuppah? The Ar Sameach has a suffix about it. He's not sure. The Ar Sameach in the Perek Yud, where it would be, where you would expect it to be, he discusses, Hineni mistape tuva. I have a big suffix. Emiyesh tnai b'chuppah. Hainu la'achar shekidei shosa, v'nasis arusa so, concept of tnai. I had kiddushin, and then as I'm walking down to the canopy, I say, Harei at, you have chuppah with me, almanas that arranged tomorrow. Can I do that? Right? The Gemara never talks about it. The Gemara never talks about a chuppah al tnai. Shim lo yi tema, kach v'kach, o tnai acher lo yi lezek nisuin. Michael bozet tno alo. Right? What's my makar? The context of chalitza. By chalitza, you can't do it. So it's chuppah like chalitza, it's chuppah like kiddushin. That's his suffix. And he has six pages here relating to that suffix. So, explain the achrona based on that. Maybe that's why here the chuppah is not problematic. Because once the kiddushin is done, so what? He was a little not sure of a certain detail by the chuppah, but because she already had violated, but that might not ruin the chuppah. If ta'us is based on an implicit tnai, that's the formulation of the achronim. What's the idea of a mekatos? You sold me something and it had a major defect. Well, that's basically because there's an implicit tnai. If I would have known this, I would never have done such a thing. But maybe if tnai is not a problem by a certain halachic mechanism, so then ta'us is not going to work either. So if chuppah is less of a tnai, so maybe here too, that's why it wouldn't be a problem. So that's an important discussion of the achronim on this issue that Tosfos brings up. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what's the case in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that the woman swears, I didn't stray when I was in Arusa. It can't be that she was in Arusa from beginning to end, because then you don't give her the waters. It can't be that she was in Arusa for the Aveira, and that he's giving to her to marry when he gets married, because then he's not Menuka Me'avon. So Ella, what's the other option? To Kani La Kashi Arusa, Vi'is Tatra, V'nichra L'sol Chupa V'lo Nivala. Maybe he never had the bia. So he is Menuka Me'avon. He had chuppah, so it's good enough. It's good enough to be considered a wife, to be able to give her the waters, but there was no bia. V'shma mina yesh chuppah l'psulos. And that's the raya, because you have to be considered tachas ishech, to be mashke, this nechshav ishech l'gabe ashkoya sota, but it's not considered, there was no bia done. So this proves that the chuppah is halachically significant. Isn't that a raya? That was the raya that Rav Sheshes brought to the Shita of Rav. So the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe there are other ways to understand this case. You don't have to say it's a case of nichmas al chub of lo nevela, and then the raya is gone. How else could we interpret it? Amar Rav of Tisbara. Tamat Aratztahi. Right, is it logical? Is this a Mishnah that is doesn't have to be fixed, doesn't have any problems with it? V'hakiyasa Rav Acha Bar Chanina Midaroma. Asa v'aisi Masisa B'yadei. He brought a brisa that said, Mi Baladei Ishech. Besides your husband. She strayed from someone besides her husband. What do we learn from there? He's got to be a full-fledged husband by the time she does the Aveira. Mishakan Mashchivas Baal Laboel. The husband had to have Bia already for the whole Parsha of Sota to kick in. Voloshakan Mashchivas Baal Laboel. If the husband has not been with his wife yet, so then the Parsha of Sota does not kick in. So this ruins the case. Right? There's a problem. You can't suggest that the case is that he had nichras al chubavlo nivala. Because then also, the parsha of Sota would not work. So, there's no raya. But now we're just still stuck. So what's the case? What's the case of the Mishnah? So, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Mishkach Chaslav, this is the case. Kigon sheba aleha arusa bebeis aviha. He lived with her, be'erison, ba'aleha arusa bebeis aviha, before the stira. Right, he lived with her. Shelo l'shem chupa, so it's still arusa. Still an arusa. He lived with her. L'shem's nus, whatever it is. Right, let's say there's an issur d'rabbanan. We know an aris habara arusa. So I said before, there's issur d'rabbanan, and he lived with her. So there was a bia. So it's fine. There was a bia, and it was. Is this considered a case of menuke ish me'avon? It's got to be menuke me'avon, right? Because the sota waters are going to work here. Right, that's what, but the case, and this would be enough to be considered that when she has, when she goes through the problematic sota process, you have Shrivas Baal before Shrivas Baal. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. But the parallel case in the Mishnah, what else does the Mishnah say? Not Arusa, but also Shomeres Yavam. Shomeres Yavam, that's also talking about a case where she had Bia while she was a Shomeres Yavam, and she's still only called a Shomeres Yavam? That doesn't work. Dichvasa Gabi Shomeres Yavam, Shabala Yavam Bebeis Chameha. Shomeres Yavam Karisla, Ishta Ma'alyei. She becomes a full-fledged wife. Okay, by an Arusa, you could say, oh, if he doesn't have Kavanah to marry her, it's still Erison. But by Shomeres Yavam, what's this parak called? Habal Yavimto, Bein B'shogim, Bein B'meis, Bein B'onis, Bein B'ratzon, Tahama Rav Kanalakol. Right, Rav, as we saw before, we paskin like Rav, says that kaneh, for all intents and purposes, but when the kinyan works, right, we had the discussion, is it shalok kedarka, is it even by ha'ara, but Rav says, why, no matter what, kaneh lakol, even without kavana for the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, well, maybe kishmuel, maybe the Mishnah could be following Shmuel, de amar lo kaneh, v'ramamur v'parsha. Maybe it's like Shmuel who said, that kinyan is only limited. So maybe here too, it would be limited. It's not called a full-fledged wife. And therefore, the Mishnah is problematic. And that's why you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Midi hutayma ela l'rav, ha'marav kana l'kol. 1 minute. We're trying to bring a raya to Rav. Of yesh chupa l'psulos. And according to Rav, it works for everything. And if it works for everything, so then, if you have the parallel case by Shomeres Yavam in the Mishnah, said the Mishnah, you have a problem with the Mishnah, because then it's fully a marriage, and the Mishnah wouldn't call that Shomeres Yavam. So the Mishnah is Mishabeshta. So the Gemara says, no. Hachamayaskinan. Well, this might be the case of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Shomeres Yavam, kigon to Avid ba Maimar. Ube Shamayhi. Maybe it's the case of Maimar le Beshamay, who holds, as we've had twice already, to Amri, Maimar Kona Kinyan Gomor. Maimar is Kona Kinyan Gomor. So, therefore what? Therefore, Rashi says, it adds an important line, once he does Maimar, even if he does Bia afterwards, it doesn't make him a full wife. Because remember, according to Beis Shammai, you have two tracks that you could choose. You could do the Yibam track with just a Maisa Bia L'Shem Yibam, or the Maimar track, and once you do Maimar, then you have to do Chuppah afterwards. And if you don't do Chuppah, then there's no marriage. So therefore, that's the case. So he did Maimar, then he had Bia. So there is Bias Baal before Bias Boel, but it's not Ba'avera, and that's why you can have a Parsha of Sota. Says the Gemara then, Ihachi. This is all trying to figure out the case of the Mishnah there. And at the Maskana, we're going to have to figure out, is it a Raya or is it not a Raya to Raf? So Ihachi Hainu Arusa. But what do you mean? Beis Shammai says that Maimar is exactly like Erison. So it already says Arus in the Mishnah. So isn't that the same thing as Maimar le Beis Shammai? So the Gemara says, Ulotaymech, what do you mean? You have two other words that are also repetitive. Nesuah v'knusa, la v'chada milsahi. Aren't those two words in the Mishnah exactly the same thing? Ela nesua di David knusa de chavre. What do those two words mean? It must be his own nesua and his brother's. Right, nesua meaning yibum. So achanami arusa di David shemeres yavim de chavre. So too by erison, meaning it's repetitive. But so what? And lamaskana, therefore, we end up saying that it can work out. We could explain the case of Shomeres Yavam about like Beishamai, and we could explain the plane like Arusa where he had Bia earlier, and there's nothing wrong with the Mishnah, so it ends up being that it can be a Raya to Rav. This Mishnah proves Yesh Chupa Lipsulos. There is Chupa Lipsulos, and therefore that could be also, not only that we paskin like Rav Bisurei, but we paskin, in this case, like Rav. Viter says the Gemara, there are other ways to understand the Mishnah, though. You don't have to say it's a case of Nichnas al-Chuppah velo Nivala. Rav Papa Amar, Haitanu, maybe it's like the following opinion that does not require Shchivas Baal before Shchivas Boel. The following opinion, Titania, Ein Makanim La La Arusa Lashkosa Kshi Arusa, you can't do the whole process of Sota during the time of Erisin, Aval Makanim Lo Lashkosa Kshi Nesua. But as long as you do the process, start the process of an erusin, as long as you're mashka or b'shas nisuin, that's okay. Meaning this opinion does not require shchivas lal before shchivas boel. So that could be the case, and you don't have to say that it's a raya, that it's a case of nichnas al chuppah v'lo nivala. Or, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar, al yidei gilgul. Or, shas topic, gilgul shvua. What is gilgul shvua? Roll on a shvua means? It means really, there's one case of Sota Be'ikar Adin, when the halachas of Sota apply if she's straight at this time. But the halacha is, once we are making a person swear about topic A, you know what? Throw in topic B, C, and D. They're also connected. Even though it doesn't have to do with exactly this case. And this is the source. This is the source. See the second medium line in Rashi? Umikan l'gildul shvua min haTorah. This is the source of the concept of Gilgul Shvua. In Hilchot Dinei Mamonos, elsewhere, Hilchot Shvua, that's the concept quoted in the Mishnah in Kiddushin, right? Somebody doesn't take a Shvua on Karka. But once he's taken a Shvua on Metaltolin, we'll say, you know what? Throw in swear about the Karka too. That's the concept of Gilgul Shvua. The Chakira in Gilgul Shvua is what's really causing the second Shvua. Is it the first Shvua is causing the second Shvua? Why is it the first Shvua causes the second Shvua? Or is it no? The principle is the Tevia. The Tevia itself. I'm causing you. I'm being Tovea you. I'm causing you to take Shvua A, and I'm causing you to take Shvua B. Meaning, there are not a lot of nafkaminas. Is the second Shvua exactly like the first Shvua, or are there going to be halachic differences? Is it a secondary Shvua, or is it a parallel Shvua? Right, there's a principle of mitoch sheni yachal lishava mishalem. What if for some reason you don't take the first shvua? Are we still magalgal you the second shvua? Meaning, am I causing you the second shvua, or is it just the first shvua? And therefore, if the first shvua doesn't exist, the second shvua doesn't exist. That's a big topic in Gilgul Shvua. If you want to look in the pre-Moshe, in his Sefer, in Shvuas Mamon, Simon Yudches, he talks about all of these nafkaminas. By the way, there was a discussion in the Achronim on the Gemara that we read today about, does our Gemara prove the fact that the Gemara doesn't suggest that maybe he did Yibum without Edim? Maybe that proves that you always need, you do not need Edim for Yibum. Right? That is a big machlokas Achronim. Do you need Edim for Yibum? Right, that's not clear. You need Edom for Kiddushin. What about for Yibam? So the Gra on Evan Ezer says, well, why did the Gemara suggest here that maybe, how could you have Shchivas Baal without Shchivas Boel? He did Yibam without Edom. So that the mitzvah of Yibam wasn't fulfilled yet because you need Edom, but you did a Bia. It must be that you don't need Edom for Yibam. That's the Gra's Raya. And other Achronim try to defend the other Shita, how our Gemara is not a Raya. But the Gra assumes you do not need Edom. Evan Ezer, Kuf Samach Vav, and the other Achronim argue. Weiter. Shalach Rav Chanina, Mishpeter of Rabbi Yochanan, in the middle of the Yamud. Ha'osamayim Rabbi Avimto v'yeshlo ach. This is a new topic, related obviously to our parak, which is about Mishtameris l'bi apsula. That's our larger discussion. So Rav Chanina says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, somebody does Maimar, and he has a brother. Right? He does Maimar, and he has a brother, v'yeshlo ach. Afilu kohen, v'hi kohenes, pasla minatruma. Wow. Says Rabbi Yochanan, let's say there's a Bas Kohen. There's a Bas Kohen waiting to do Yibum with a Kohen. Right? She's married to a Kohen. There's no other heiress here. So she's a Bas Kohen and she's waiting to do Yibum. Could she eat Truma right now? She can eat Shuma right now because her father's a Kohen. She has no kids. She'd go back to her father's house, but she's waiting for Yibum to be done. So the brother does Maimar. The second the brother does Maimar, boom, she can no longer eat Shuma. What are you talking about? He's a Kohen. She's a Kohen. What's the problem? Well, now, once one brother does Maimar, there's an Isser Derabanan for the other brother to do Yibum with her, to have Bia with her. Right? That's what we spoke about earlier in the parak. Once one brother does Maimar, he's got to do Yibum. If he didn't do it, so everybody is Mutter. So says Rabbi Yochanan, right now, because there's a brother out there that's usher in Bia to her, so now she's Mishtameris Labia Psula Durabanan. And that's good enough. So says the Gemara, really? Laman, who is this according to? Elaim of the Rabbi Meir is according to Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. Eimadam Rabbi Meir, Mishtameris Labia Psula Lo Achla Mida Raisa. Durabanan Miyamar. Does he say if there's just on the horizon a Bia Psula Durabanan, is that good enough? Only Daraisa. Ella, Lura Blaz of Reb Shimon. So it's according to the other opinion. So Hasha, the Mishtameris, will be Absula Daraisa Achla, Darabanami, Bai. They say it's even Mutter, be Absula Daraisa. So who is this according to? What's Reb Yochanan talking about? So Ella, Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, Amar, he said, no, this is the case. Osama Maimar, be a Vimto, Divri, I call Achla. If he does Maimar, then for sure she could eat. For sure she could eat, that's not a problem. Yeshlo ach chalal. Let's say she was married to a Kohen, but now the brother is a chalal. And the brother of the Yavam is a chalal, divrei kol eino ochelas. So that's already a bia daraisa. That mishtameris will be absolut daraisa with a chalal. Right? A chalal is not a bia that would ruin her daraisa. Right, a bia that would ruin her da'oraisa and there to eat truma, and therefore it's called mishtameris labia psula, even according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. Right, that's what Rashi says in the first white line. Even according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, this would be a bia psula because the chalal can never be ma'achil her. Right, it can never be ma'achil her. So what's the machlokas about? What's the issue? Lo nechleku ela shenasan la get. What if the yavam gave her a get? We mentioned that passels her on a drabana level from now doing even Maimar. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ocheles, Reish Lakish Amar Ein Ocheles, that's a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ocheles, why? Afilu Rabbi Meir Damar Ein Ocheles, even according to the Meir who says the Prala Hani Mili Mishamaris Labi Apsula Daraisa, Aval Drabana Nachla. Right? After a get, it's only, get really, Daraisa has no significance. So it's a Bia Apsula Drabanan. Vereish Lakish Damar Ein Ocheles, no. Afilu Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, the Amri Ocheles, Hani Mili Diyeshol Hachem Lakam Acher. That's only if the Gavra is not problematic. Right? It's only a Kohen to a Grusha, but the Kohen is okay. Aval Hacha, Kiba, the Enel Hachem Lakam Acher. This Chalo is worse. See, even though it's only Durabanan, it still would be more of a problem. Low. Vechitema, Hachana Miyeshol Achila, Bichozeres. And if you want to say, what do you mean? He could cause her to eat truma by doing what? By divorcing her totally, doing chalitza, and then she goes back to her father's house and she's a bas kohen. So choseres paska mineva krovel beinasha. If he would divorce her, no, that wouldn't be anything to do with him. That would be he's just cutting off the connection. And mamelo she eats because she's a bas kohen. Avala agida be, but here after giving the get midrabanan they are connected and therefore it is a problem. Just one final point, an important point the Achronim mentioned here, and that is, why isn't, let's say a Kohen's married to an Eishes Kohen, right? Kohen is married. Why isn't he usher, why isn't every Eishes Kohen usher to her husband? Because every man out there that would be, live with her, even Ba'ones, would passel her. Why isn't every case of Eishes Kohen usher, Mishtameris Labia Psula? So there's got to be an answer to that question. So the Achronim explain that one of the Achronim I saw say that no, the problem of Mishtameris Labia Psula means where your kinyan creates the problem. But here it wasn't your kinyan that was problematic. Your kinyan is fine. There are other, meaning if you create the connection now with the Yavam or the Arusa, that's where all the cases the kiddushim was problematic. The chuppah was problematic. But if you get a regular marriage, so what? There are other people out there that can be usher you. That's not the problem of mishtameres labia psula. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll pick up with the two dots on tomorrow's daf. Again, we thank the sponsorship, the Kubietsky family, for sponsoring this month's of daf shiur.